Part 5. Products. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. OK, what's the exact essay question?
The question is, describe the main categories for classifying convenience products and give examples. How are sales of each category affected by general economic conditions?
Right. Well, I suppose the first thing you need to do is to define convenience products.
Well, they're the sort of product that people buy regularly without really thinking about it much.
Yes, that's right. It's important that you mention that it's people who buy them. In other words, they're consumer products and not industrial and commercial products that companies sell to other companies. OK, well, normally we divide convenience products into three main categories. Staple purchases, impulse purchases, and emergency purchases. Now, which of these three categories would you put our ordinary low-cost chocolate bars into?
I suppose they're an impulse purchase. People in meetings here are always talking about impulse buyers and impulse purchases.
Yes, they are. So how would you define an impulse purchase in your essay?
It's when you decide to buy something straight away, without thinking about it beforehand. It isn't on your shopping list.
Exactly. We often talk about people buying something on the spur of the moment. That means the same thing. And apart from our chocolate, what other products can you think of that fall into this category?
Things like newspapers and magazines, drinks, snacks, the sort of things you buy at a railway station or airport.
Yes, that's right. But you can also buy more expensive things on impulse too. For example, when you're in a bookshop and you decide on the spur of the moment to buy a book because it's on special offer. OK, now what about staple purchases? How would you define those?
I suppose they're the kind of things you buy more or less every day. Bread, tea, coffee, milk, fruit, vegetables, things like that.
Yes, exactly. Of course, that list you just gave applies to the UK, where we are. But in different countries, the staple products might be different.
You mean, for example, that in some countries rice is a staple rather than bread and potatoes?
Exactly. And what about emergency purchases? It's pretty obvious what this means, but can you think of any examples?
Well, maybe something like aspirin tablets, which you buy when you suddenly have a headache?
Yes, that's right. Another very British example of an emergency purchase is umbrellas. You never know when it's going to rain here, so many shops have those small umbrellas on display right near the entrance. When I see those umbrellas in shops, I always remember that I'm living in England.
And what about the second part of the question? How are sales of each category affected by general economic conditions?
Well, let's imagine that there are problems with the economy, like there are now. What do you think happens to sales of staple products in a recession?
They'll stay the same or even go up. People have to buy basic food products even when the economy is bad.
Yes, I agree. People buy fewer luxury items in an economic recession, but they carry on buying staple products. And what about impulse products?
Do sales of impulse products decrease because people don't want to spend their money on things that aren't absolutely necessary?
You would think so, but it's not always true. During the last economic recession, sales of our chocolate bars actually increased. Can you guess why?
I'm not sure.
Well, there's a lot of evidence that when economic conditions are bad, people often like to buy little treats to cheer themselves up. They don't buy expensive luxury items, but if it's something really cheap, like a chocolate bar, people will buy it in order to feel less miserable.
So, bad news for the economy is good news for this company.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. But there are all sorts of other problems.